In this bulletin, another death at a New South Wales aged care home at the centre of the coronavirus cluster. Australian Defence Force officers flown home from the Middle East with COVID-19. And in sport, world anti-doping authorities warn of new charges against Russian athletes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The COVID-19 death toll at a Western Sydney nursing home has risen to 13. Operator Anglicare has confirmed the death of a resident and says another three have tested positive for the virus. It takes the national toll to 93. Announcing 9 new daily COVID-19 cases for the state, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has described the situation at the centre as horrific.
And around the nation, aged care operators need to step up because we know this virus particularly has horrific circumstances to people who are aged and have underlying conditions. And there's no doubt it has had a huge impact in this facility.
Two elderly women have also died in Tasmania's northwest in 24 hours, bringing the state's toll to 13. The pair, both aged 86, died from the virus at the Mercy Community Hospital in Latrobe. 12 of the island's 13 COVID-19 deaths have been in the northwest, and two-thirds of its overall 221 cases are linked to the cluster, which is believed to have originated from the ill-fated Ruby Princess cruise ship. More than 6,700 cases have been recorded in Australia, and fewer than 1,100 are still active. Five Defence Force officers have been flown back home after contracting coronavirus in the Middle East. The Australian Defence Force says it carried out testing after several local contractors tested positive. Four of the officers have been taken to Royal Darwin Hospital for assessment, while the fifth is in mandatory quarantine in Brisbane. Millions of Australians will enjoy greater freedoms from today with the easing of some lockdown restrictions. In New South Wales, two adults and dependent children will be permitted to visit another household for social or care reasons. In the Northern Territory, residents will be allowed to resume outdoor activities with physical distancing measures still in place. Announcing another three new daily cases in the state, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says it's too early to ease restrictions because the infection situation remains fragile.
We saw a spike in numbers a couple of days ago. We've had outbreaks in lots of different settings right across Victoria. We've also had significant community transmission in Victoria as well. About 10% of our case, we can't track them back to an overseas traveller. Not every state's like that. Some states have no community transmission at all.
United States President Donald Trump is talking up the country's economy despite the latest gloomy outlook. New figures show more than 30 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits, while the government is projecting a 40% cut to growth in the April to June quarter. But President Trump says he expects a quick rebound.
I feel it. I think sometimes what I feel is better than what I think. But I tell you what, I feel it. And I will say that I think next year is going to be a spectacular year in terms of growth, in terms of bringing our country back. I think we're going to have a really good year. We want to be where we were, and I think we can actually surpass where we were. And we were the strongest anywhere in the world. We were the best that we ever were, but we were the strongest anywhere in the world.
The U.S. death rate from coronavirus has climbed to over 62,000 with more than a million cases. Almost 150,000 Americans have recovered from the virus. And to sport, almost 300 Russian athletes targeted in a drug cheating investigation could face charges after the completion of a World Anti-Doping Agency investigation. WADA has passed on the findings of its probe to international federations for further action. The year-long investigation examined institutionalized doping using data from the Moscow laboratory at the center of the scandal. Russian officials were found guilty of tampering with the data, and the country was handed a 4-year ban last year from international sporting events. Russia is appealing the ban. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 25, Adelaide showers, windy 16, Melbourne showers 12, Hobart showers developing 13, Canberra showers 7, Wollongong mostly sunny 16, much the same for Sydney, also 16. Newcastle, also mostly sunny, 19. Much the same for Brisbane, 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, sunny, 35. This is SBS News.